Let's talk about those people that attract the wrong people in their life. How do you change that? Let's say you're an alpha male and always attract party girls, or you're a party girl and always attract those bad guys, or whatever it might be. Like, how do you shift that perspective? Because that's also a thing that a lot of people are struggling with, and we don't talk about that much, right?
Yeah.
Because we think they got it, but not always, right?
So, you know, growing up, my dad used to take me and my sister up to our uncle's lake house up north in Michigan. And we'd go out fishing with my uncle, and we'd drop the line in and wait for a few bites. And then, oh, if there's not a few bites, or if the fish are small, we'd go to a different part of the lake. A lot of us don't realize that we're getting the same results because we're only focusing on things in the same environment. So if you find yourself attracting toxic people or people that are not a good fit for you, the first thing to do is change your environment where you're meeting people. And be thoughtful about this, right? If whether it's a partner or a friend, think about what are the personality traits and qualities that you would like to have in your relationship from someone else. Then, after you have those qualities, think about, okay, if someone had those qualities, where would they be likely to hang out? Would they be going to nightclubs and partying, or would they be going to the gym to work out? Or would they be going to that meetup group to get that education? Or would they be going to an entrepreneur event to work on their networking? So first you understand, what are the qualities of the person I'd like to attract into my life, whether platonically or romantically, and then change where you're fishing, right? Start fishing where those quality people are and start creating opportunities to connect there. That will first and foremost change and break you out of that pattern that's frustrating you right now. The second thing is, oftentimes we attract what we're putting out there. So it does take some self-reflection. Are there some negative, needy behaviors that you're exhibiting? And we call these low value behaviors. And I'll give you three examples. The first low value behavior is supplicative. And supplicative, and to supplicate, is the please like me mentality. You'll change your answer because you don't want to offend the other person, or you don't want them to view you negatively or disagree with you. So you're always agreeable. You're like, yeah, I love that too. Oh, karate, I love karate too. Oh yeah, Sweden, I've been to Sweden. And you're just always trying to please the other person. That's actually a low value behavior, and that's going to attract low value people into your life. The second low value behavior we talk about in our bootcamp courses and on the podcast is someone who is combative. Someone who's looking for the fight, the argument, who's looking to challenge people. That combative behavior, and sometimes in the alpha male setting, you'll see this, and it's physical, right?
Yeah.
It's like shouting, and it's an altercation. Sometimes when we get frustrated and we don't think about it, we are in that low value state. We are being combative with other people, which again is gonna attract the wrong type of person to us. The third low value state that a lot of us may not even think is low value because it has rewarded us in our life is competitive. And this is the one-upper. This is like, oh, nice watch, that was my last one. Or, oh, I love your shirt, I just got rid of it. Or, oh, you went to that school, well, I went here. Oh, you had your honeymoon here, well, we went here. And just that one-upmanship, right? Always looking for that edge to compete constantly may help you in your career, may help you on the sports field, may help you in the dojo, but it's not gonna help you in connecting with other people. And there are moments that these behaviors will present themselves. I'm not saying that every situation you're supplicative, or every situation you're combative, or even every situation you're competitive. But oftentimes, if you're attracting the wrong people, there's a trigger that's creating this behavior in you, and these are what you're exhibiting to others that's bringing in the wrong people. High value people who we strive to be are cooperative. They're people who look to support others first, not look to one up. They look to give, whether it's time, resources, connections, to others. And they're not looking for what they get in return. And that's what we need to strive for, is to be more cooperative. The more cooperative you are, the more you're gonna attract high value people into your life and remove those people of low value.